Ready for the fourth quarter. Beavers lead 44-43 as we go to the fourth quarter. St. Cloud State won the third quarter 16-15, but Bemidji State with a one-point lead thanks to the buzzer-beating basket from Trinity Meyer. So it's Meyer, Hadela, Czar with her three fouls, Erica Gartner and Claire Wolhow from Bemidji State, Navratil, Peterson, Kilbodden, Evans, and Wartz for St. Cloud State. And Trinity Meyer gets the pass. She's double-teamed, and a foul is called on Tori Wartz. Quickly, that's her second foul, team's first. Beavers to inbound, 23 on the shot clock. Trinity Meyer on the dribble, through the center circle, loses control of the basketball, out of bounds, and she hits the court. And no foul, a turnover on the Beavers. Gives the ball to St. Cloud State. On Bemidji State now, that's 11 turnovers. Evans top of the key to Navratil. Navratil right side to Wartz. Wartz down the left side of the lane, pulls up from 10 and banks it in. Tori Wartz with 9. Huskies back in front, 45-44. 9:25, fourth quarter. Trinity Meyer between the circles, off on the right wing. Still with the dribble, Meyer dumps inside for Hadela. Hadela is a little bit deep, and she's double-teamed, able to get it out to Czar. Czar dribbles in the lane all the way to the basket, lays it up, no good, back of the rim. Navratil rebound for the Huskies. Outlet to Evans. Evans on the dribble, through the center circle. Passes on the right wing to Navratil, now top of the key to Wartz. Wartz to Kilbodden. Now to Navratil, top of the key. 10 to shoot. Navratil takes it down the left side of the lane and throws it off the glass, and it finds the bottom. Huskies lead 47-44, 8:35, fourth quarter. Wolhow with the basketball for the Beavers. Passes to Meyer on the back door. She heads to the basket, and Meyer is called for a travel. Another turnover on the Beavers. That's 12. Dahman back in. Peterson out for the Huskies. Evans on the dribble across the timeline, right side for St. Cloud State. Off on the left wing to Navratil. Now to Dahman. She rolls to the basket, puts it up side of the rim, no good. Trinity Meyer rebound for the Beavers. Starts weaving her way through traffic. Gets on the left wing. Passes underneath to Hadela, a little too high, but Hadela is able to grab it, get it out to Wolhow. Wolhow in the lane, pulls up from 6 feet, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound to Dahman for St. Cloud State. She outlets to Evans. Left side, Navratil. Down on the left block to Kilbodden. Kilbodden down the baseline, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Sydney Czar, Bemidji State. Beavers pass ahead to Hadela. Hadela to the basket, a foul on Dahman. We'll send Rachel Hadela to the line for two free throws. Dahman second, team's third. Beaver basketball brought to you by Horizon Warehouse Liquors. Horizon Warehouse Liquor offers the largest domestic and import beer selection in northern Minnesota. And by Lukens Village Foods, your hometown employee-owned store now with online ordering. Tice back in for St. Cloud State, along with Peschel. Free throw for Hadela. Banks in. It all counts. So Tice, Peschel, Dahman, Navratil, and Evans for the Huskies. Second free throw for Hadela. Back of the rim, front of the rim and out. Dahman with a rebound. Huskies lead 47-45, 7:40, fourth quarter. Evans between the circles with a basketball. Left elbow to Tice. Tice back to Dahman on the left wing. Top of the key to Evans. Her three-pointer is up. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Erica Gartner for Bemidji State. Gartner across the timeline, right side. To Sydney Czar. Czar between the circles. Gets to Wolhow on the left wing. Wolhow underneath for Hadela. Hadela against Tice on the dribble. Makes a spin move up and under. Puts it side of the rim, no good. Tice with the rebound for St. Cloud State. Evans with the outlet across the timeline, right side. Left side to Peschel. Peschel to Tice at the top of the key. Tice holds the basketball, passes to Navratil, who shoots a three-pointer, misses everything. Saved inbounds by St. Cloud State, though. Tice is able to grab it. Out to Peschel. Five on the shot clock. Pass underneath is stolen by Hadela. And the Beavers have the basketball with Trinity Meyer. 6:35 to go, fourth quarter. Beavers down two, 47-45. Left side, Wolhau. Wolhau. Top of the key, Gartner. Gartner on the dribble into the lane. Pulls up from 12. Back of the rim, in and out, no good. Rebound, Dahman for St. Cloud State. Evans through the center circle with the basketball. Huskies up by two. Dump inside to Dahman at the left elbow. She'll shoot from 17. Side of the rim, no good. Trinity Meyer rebound, Bemidji State. And we've got a whistle and a timeout taken by Chelsea DeVille. It'll be a 30. That becomes a 60, so we'll take a timeout as well. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Huskies 47, Beavers 45 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Green Mill presents Really, Really Deep Thoughts with Paul and John.
John, Mom always said, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I say, when life gives you thick, juicy tomato sauce, real cheese, and piles of fresh ingredients, make a Green Mill deep dish style pizza and say, thanks, life.
Now that's some mouth-watering wisdom, Paul. Green Mill deep dish pizza, inspiring deep thoughts for over 40 years.
Green Mill pizza, pasta, beer and wings,
and legendary deep dish pizza.
We'll see you at the mill.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
nobody's around.
But thieves say,
nobody's around.
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Minutes to go, fourth quarter. Huskies 47, Beavers 45. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Beavers with the basketball. Claire Wolhau into Sydney Czar. Czar on the dribble through the center circle. Hands off to Wolhau. Now Meyer on the right wing. Meyer into the lane, all the way to the basket. She's cut off, looking for somewhere to go with it. She's pushed from behind, no call. And then on the rebound, Tice had the rebound, and she's hit from behind by Taylor Bray. And on Taylor, that will be her first foul. Team's first. Huskies with possession up by two, 47-45. Dahman on the left wing. Dahman on the dribble down to the baseline underneath. Her shot blocked by Claire Wolhau, and Wolhau grabs the rebound. Out to Trinity Meyer, right side. Meyer, now top of the key. Now on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Wolhau, right side. Czar over to Meyer, left side. Meyer on the dribble into the free throw circle. Looking underneath for Bray. Her pass is deflected and stolen by Tice. Evans with the basketball for the Huskies, who lead 47-45, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Evans, right wing, picks up her dribble. Now Dahman, top of the key. Peterson will shoot a three-pointer from the top of the key. Comes up short, out of bounds, and over to Bemidji State. That'll take us 2 hour media timeout. 4:52 remaining in the fourth quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. Huskies 47, Beavers 45 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Nature isn't the only force that can leave its mark, especially when you have a tractor built to make your property your own. The Kubota BX Series is ready to get any job done the way it should be done. Dig, mow, haul, and comfortably maneuver in tight spaces. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. The BX Series, America's best-selling subcompact tractor. Kubota, shape your world. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
Back at Hallenbeck Hall, the Raceport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth, Beavers have not made a field goal here in the fourth quarter. They are 0-5. They have a whopping 1 point. Fortunately for them, St. Cloud's only got four. Huskies up 47-45, 4:45 to go. Sydney Czar with a basketball, guarded by Peschel. And Sydney picks up her dribble in a little bit of trouble here. Now tries to get it to Gardner, and it's stolen by Dahman. And Chelsea DeVille not pleased. Dahman with the dribble across the timeline right side. Top of the key, Evans. Evans hands off to Tice. Tice back to Evans. Rolls to the basket. Reverse layup is good. Coley Rezebeck back in the game for Bemidji State, along with Erica Gardner. Sydney Czar, Claire Wolhow, and Taylor Bray are the five for the Beavers. 49-45. Huskies up by four. 4 minutes to go. Gardner with a basketball at the top of the key. Hands off to Czar in the center circle. 10 on the shot clock. Czar still on the dribble. Works toward the left wing. Top of the key, Gardner. Floated inside for Bray. Bray gets the basketball, takes it to the basket, lays it up and in. Taylor Bray, an aggressive move, and comes up with a basket. Funny how that works. Taylor Bray with 4 points. Huskies up 49-47, 3:40, fourth quarter. Right side to Evans. Evans on the dribble, into the lane, down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Brenna Evans now with 10. Huskies back up by four, 51-47, 3:20, fourth quarter. Czar on the right wing to Bray. Bray, top of the key, Gardner. Left side to Wolhow. Wolhow to Czar. Czar to Bray, top of the key. Bray called for a double dribble. I think she double dribbled twice, but they did catch the second one. 13th turnover of the game on the Beavers. Peschel and... who else went out? Peterson went out. 32 and 23. Should be easy. Tori Wartz back in for the Huskies, along with Aaron Navratil. Dahman, Tice now with a basketball. And Brenna Evans. Tori Wartz with the dribble, passes to Tice. Tice to the basket, lays it up and in. And that is the biggest lead of the game now for the Huskies, 53-47. And then on the inbounds pass, something went wrong. And the Beavers turn it over again. Trinmeyer comes in for Coley Rezebeck. Beavers now with 13 turnovers. They need a defensive stop here, down by six with 2:45 to go. Navratil, top of the key, right side, Wartz. Wartz, top of the key, Navratil, three-pointer in the air, back of the rim, no good, rebound. Fought for, and over the back is Tice going for the rebound. And on Katrina Tice, that's her first, team's third. Taylor Bray out, Rachel Hadela in for the Beavers. Hadela, Meyer, Gartner, Czar, and Wolhow for Bemidji State. Need a basket here, down six with 2:30 to go. Czar in the center circle on the dribble toward the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Now gets it to Wolhow, right side. Over to Gartner, passes knocked away and out of bounds by Dahman. Beavers maintain possession. 15 on the shot clock, 2:18 on the game clock. Trinity Meyer to inbound across from us on the far side. Into Czar, back to Meyer. Meyer off on the left wing, still on the dribble. Heads toward the baseline, makes her way toward the basket, and a foul is called. Tice called for the foul. On Tice, that's her second, team's fourth. Shot clock resets to 20 for the Beavers. Huskies lead 53-47, 2:09 to go. Czar gets the inbounds pass to Meyer, top of the key. Left side, Gartner. Gartner looking for Hadela on the left block. Gets it to her. Hadela heads toward the basket, around the defense, puts it up and in. Rachel Hadela with 9. Beavers down by 4, 53-49, 1:50 remaining. Tice at the right elbow. Right side to Evans, now to Dahman. Dahman, left side Wartz. Wartz to Evans. Evans, as she heads down the lane, is fouled by Sydney Czar. On Czar, that's her fourth. And second team foul on the Beavers, and Evans will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Glass Doctor. We fix your pains. And by Donlinger GM, Chevy, find new roads. First free throw is good. Second free throw for Evans is good. Huskies lead 55-49, 1:35 to go. Beavers need some points in a hurry, and a timeout taken by Chelsea DeVille. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Beaver basketball brought to you by City Auto Glass, your safety, their business. Also by DS Beverages, distributing a multitude of craft and import beer, plus domestics like Bud and Bud Light. 1:30 to go. Beavers down 6, 55-49. I got 25 seconds on the shot clock. Only one player in foul trouble. That's Sydney Czar, and she's got 4. Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. And by Acme Tools, do your best work. And Choice Therapy, your life, your health. Choose Choice Therapy. Thank you. Inbound pass for the Beavers. They have the basketball dumped down to Hadel on the right block. She works her way around Tice. Shot no good, but a foul on Katrina Tice. That's her fourth. Fifth team foul, and Rachel Hadel at the line for 2 shots. Kilbotten will come in for Tice. Rachel Hadel, a line to the left. First free throw. In and out, no good. Boy, that was a big one. Rachel coming in, an 81% free throw shooter. Needs to make the second one. Shot is up. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Trinity Meyer. Meyer in among the trees, gets it to Hadela. Hadela, as she heads to the basket, is called for a travel. Oh, Trinity Meyer, a huge offensive rebound, but Rachel Hadela couldn't get her feet set and is called for the travel. 13th turnover on the Beavers. Czar out with her 4 fouls. Coley Rezabek in. Beavers are going to have to foul here down the stretch. Pass ahead to Evans. Evans is grabbed from behind by Gartner, and no foul was called. Oh, my goodness. Wartz. Gartner finally gets a foul call. She fouled about 3 times, and finally Tori Wartz will be going to the free throw line for St. Cloud State. That's only the 3rd team foul on the Beavers, so no, she's not going to the free throw line. Huskies to inbound, gets it to Evans. Gartner chases her down and called for the foul. Erica with her 2nd, that's 4. So now Beavers are going to be sending the Huskies to the line for free throws with every foul. Wartz inbounds pass to Evans, and a foul again on Erica Gartner, her 3rd. And so Brenna Evans will go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Evans, a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Only shot 17 so far. 10 of 17. Line to the right. 1:06 to go. Beavers down 6. Evans' first free throw is good. Evans now with 9. Second free throw for Evans is good. Evans now with 10. The lead for the Huskies is 8, 57-49. A minute to go. Trinity Meyer all the way to the basket. Lays it up, no good, but a foul on St. Cloud State. Coley Rezabek off the bench, I'm sure, for Sydney Czar, and that is the case. Trinity Meyer at the line for two free throws. She is 2 of 5 in the game tonight. First free throw is good. Meyer now with 13. Beavers down 7. Another free throw for Meyer is good. 57-51, Huskies lead by 6. 59.6 seconds to go. We've got a whistle and a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Coming up after the women's game, we will have the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. We will select the Otter Tail Power player of the game. And then we will have the men's pregame show. We'll chat with head coach Mike Boshi. And our player profile is with Cody Landwehr today. Cody had a cast off on Monday, and they put another one back on. He was a little disturbed by that. But he's got another couple weeks probably before he'll get the cast off, and then this depends on how quickly he can get the strength back in that hand before he'll be able to play. That's all coming up after the 59.6 seconds we have remaining here. Huskies lead 57-51. Beavers will inbound. Huskies will inbound in front of their own bench. Navratil gets it into Evans. Evans, top of the key, Wartz. Wartz, left side, Dahman. And then Dahman is fouled by Erica Gardner. Erica Gardner now with 4. Dahman will go to the free throw line for St. Cloud. She came into the game an 81% free throw shooter. First free throw is good. That's her first free throw of the game. She's got 11. 58-51, Huskies lead, 52.9 seconds to go. And the second free throw is good. Huskies up by 8, 59-51. Meyer with a basketball all the way down the lane, all the way to the basket. Puts it up too strong. Rebound to Navratil, outlet to Evans. And Claire Wolhow with a foul for Bemidji State. Claire Wolhow, that's her first. And Evans at the line for 2 more free throws. Evans made her last 2 in her last trip. And makes the first one here. Second free throw is good from Evans. Huskies by 10, 61-51. With 43.3 seconds to go, Bemidji State will advance the basketball. And inbounds at their end of the court. We'll chat with head coach Chelsea DeVille during halftime of the men's game. And we will try to find out why Brooklyn Bachman did not play today. Watching her move around in warm-ups, she seemed to be moving okay. And during timeouts, I didn't see a limp, but like the rest of us, it's cold and flu season. God only knows what she may have caught between last night and tonight. But we'll ask head coach Chelsea DeVille that during the men's game at halftime. And, of course, they turned it into a full timeout, and I didn't notice in time. 43.3 seconds to go. Huskies up by 10. Beavers are going to need to make some threes and either steal some passes or hope the Huskies miss some free throws to have a chance at this one. The end of the third quarter. Remember, the Beavers were ahead 44-43. They missed their first 6 shots of this quarter and are now down by 10. 61-51. Coley Rezabek to inbound the basketball for Bemidji State. Looking, gets it into Gardner. Gardner back to Rezabek. She'll pop a 3-pointer right wing. No good off the side of the rim. Dahman with a rebound for St. Cloud. She passes ahead to Wartz on the left wing. Wartz down the baseline, and Trinity Meyer commits the foul. Or the foul will be called on Coley Rezabek. 4, not 14. That's Coley's third. And Tori Wartz at the free throw line. Her first free throws of the night, and the first one is good. Wartz coming in an 85% free throw shooter. Second one is good as well. Huskies by 12, 63-51, 33.2 seconds to go. Meyer all the way to the basket, shot off the side of the rim, no good. Evans with a rebound, and Trinity Meyer tries to tie her up and is called for the foul. First foul on Trinity Meyer. And Brenna Evans will go back to the free throw line, where she is 4 of 4 tonight. First shot is good. Second free throw line to the right is good. 65-51, so one of those games where the final score isn't going to indicate how close it actually was. Trinity Meyer all the way to the basket. Shot no good, front of the rim. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Hadela. And it's 65-53 in favor of the Huskies, and Brenna Evans will dribble out the clock. And the Beavers will lose two this weekend. They played much better in this game than they did last night, but the result is the same. Final score, St. Cloud State 65, Bemidji State 53. Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show is next. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.